WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. All right, Bride, good morning. I'm sorry that last one got hung up. All right, let me type it in here. Y'all may hear my dog whining, but I just took her out. I don't know what's wrong with her. Her name is Peaches, by the way. Okay, Bride, this morning we are talking about the idol of gluttony. Gluttony and food, the love of food and overeating. Like I said on that other broadcast before I had to stop, is that this 40-day team, when we are tackling these idols in our nation, we are tackling the issues that's going on that we need to repent before God. God is taking those out of us. He is dealing with the idols. And so last Wednesday, I woke up and the Lord spoke to me and said, "You have the spirit of gluttony." So I knew that thing come in when my mom died through the grieving, so I had to repent. I repented and confessed and got rid of that thing, okay? So if God convicts you of this, just repent and move on. God is wanting to heal the church, heal the bride in this hour so we can be healthy, whole, and victorious. Amen. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just ask you to be with us in this Bible study. Cleanse us today, Holy Spirit. Heal us. Set us free of all idols in our lives in Jesus' name. Set us free. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. In this Bible study, we give it to you, Lord. And lead and guide me through this morning, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, this morning, we are starting out in Psalm 78:18. Let's go there. Psalm 78:18. Okay, it says, "And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust." Lord, we repent for lusting after food. Now let's go to Psalm 141:4. Remember, this is the King James Bible. This is the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. This is actually my mother's Bible. I got when she passed away. Okay, let's go to Psalm 97. 96, 97.
Hold on here. I mean, I'm sorry, Psalm 141:4. 141. Four. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Oh, Lord. We've done that a lot. Okay, let's go to the next one. We are studying scriptures having to do with gluttony. Amos 6 and 7. Okay, Amos 6, 7. Go to the book. Here we go. Amos, you know I've never read this book, Bride, just being honest. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Belinda. Good morning, my cousin, Stephanie. I love y'all. Okay, we are in Amos 6, 7. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. Wow, that is gluttony, Lord. And the banquet of them that stretch themselves. Bride, I am going to confess, I cannot tell you. Good morning, Bobby. Good morning. I cannot tell you how many times I've stretched my stomach. You know when it says stretch themselves? I believe that's what he means. Shall be removed. Okay, well, let's go to Luke 12:45. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Okay, Luke 12:45. Matthew, Mark, here we go, Luke. Don't y'all love his written word? Okay, and by the way, those that are fasting, you know that it says that the word, when we read the written word, it is meat unto our bones. So I'm believing that this is what will sustain us through the fast. All right, Luke 12:45. 45. Okay. And if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Ooh, listen to this, bride. I'm going to keep reading. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Wow. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required, and to whom men have committed much, him they will ask more. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? Wow, y'all know what the Lord is saying right there, is that we know the Lord's will, especially as ministers. We know that the Lord's will is to get our temples in shape, get it in order, so that we can be in the army of the living God, serving God longer and healthier, and not have our bodies in the way, not have it as a hindrance, and so that we do not put it over to gluttony, to where our appetites rule us, food does not rule us, etc. Okay, so the Lord of that servant will come in a day which he looks not for him, and at that hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. I just want to confess, bride, the Lord gave me a dream one time. You know, food has really been a battle for me when I think about it, because when I was abused, now, when I was younger, it wasn't. I was never overweight, actually, until I lived in an abusive marriage. And I did turn to food, and it's been a battle ever since. But the Lord gave me a dream one time, and I was standing in this line of people. They knew Jesus was about to come back. And like, say, this right here is where we knew the Lord was coming back, and we was all around it, and I got hungry. And I said, I'm going to go over here and get something to eat real quick, and then I'll be back in line. So I go over there, and I'm getting anxious while I'm waiting to get my food because I know Jesus is fixing to come. So I'm over there, and they get me my food, and I'm like, yes! And I'm going to run as fast as I can back to get in this line to go to heaven. And when I did, there he came. Right before I got to him like this, I saw my sister, who was an atheist, with her children going up. And here I am, this minister, back here worried about her food, going up like this. And there's everybody going up to heaven and leaving me behind. And I dropped my food in a hurry. And I was like, no! Because we had waited in this line for Jesus to come for so long. And I got weary and I got hungry. And so I had to go over here and get me something to eat real quick. Everybody else was waiting. So I believe that's what Jesus is saying. This is red, y'all. This is Jesus in his own words saying right here. Let's read again. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew the Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Okay, so basically what that is saying is here we are. We know that we're better than this. We know God has called us to put our bodies under his will, under his subjection. And we have not done that, including me, which I had to repent. All right, let's keep going. That's Luke 12:45. Let's go to Proverbs 12:16. Proverbs. On back. Okay, I'm right here. Job. Proverbs. All right, let's keep going. Proverbs. Joshua, come on now. Where's it at? Kings versus Ezra. Okay. Isaiah. Proverbs. Here we go. Okay. Proverbs 12:16. I'm in 24. If y'all hear my dog begging, her name is Peaches, and I just took her out, and she's still begging. Okay, 12:16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. 12:16. I don't know what that has to do with gluttony. Psalm 78:31. Okay, here we go. Well, I'm on 78:31. Okay. The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Wow, help us, Jesus. The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Okay, let's go to the next one. We just read Luke. Okay, Proverbs 23:21. Proverbs. Remember, Bride, I encourage you to read the written word. Of course, we have our written word on technology, but in the end, they're going to end up using technology against us, and they're going to take this baby away from us. So we need to treasure the written word while we have it, because right now they're calling it racist, and they're wanting to get rid of the word. So we need to treasure this while we have it. Okay, Proverbs 23:21. All right, 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Okay, let's go down here. Lord, forgive me if my gluttony has brought me to poverty. I repent of that. Okay, let's move on to Proverbs 23:3. Oh, here it is. Be not desirous of dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Wow. I rebuke you, sweet demon. Yes, Lord. That's a sweet demon. Okay, let's go to Ecclesiastes 10:17. Remember, bride, if God exposes a root in your life, okay, repent of it. Don't excuse it. Just repent of it. I mean, what can you do about it? God brings it to you. You've done it. Just repent. Move on. All right, let's find Ecclesiastes. Where is Ecclesiastes? I searched in the Bible all the day long. I searched the world over. Yeah, y'all remember that song? All right, let's see here. I cannot find it. All right, let me go to the front. Ecclesiastes. Okay, 7:27. Okay, here we go. All right, Ecclesiastes 10:17. 8, 9, 10. All right, 17. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for gluttonous. I mean, for drunkenness, which is basically gluttonous. Because did you know that you can eat to an euphoria? You know, you can eat to where you feel drunk. It's satisfying. It's crazy how that is, but it is. But that is what it is saying right there. That's a good scripture. All right, let's go to Philippians 3:19. That's in the New Testament. Philippians. All right, Philippians 3:19. Okay, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. All right, Lord, we ask you right now, we repent. Forgive us for our belly being our God. We ask you to forgive us for that, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for chastising us today. Thank you for correcting us today. Thank you for rebuking us today. Thank you for judging us today and setting us on the right path. Okay, Numbers 11. I do know where that is. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. All right, here we go. Numbers 11, 34, 7, 8, 10, 11, 34. Okay. Well, it's 32, 34. Okay. 11, 34. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because they were buried, because there they buried the people that lusted. Oh, well, we must not know the story to that, but... Oh, here we go. And they gathered the quails. Well, let's go back a few scriptures and see here. And the people stood up all that day. This is verse 32. And all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, in other words, they consumed it, I guess, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and smote them with a plague. What the world? And he called the name of that place Kibrothah, because there they buried the people that left. Okay, let's read this story. I have never heard. Okay, thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca said the English Standard Version says they had the craving. Wow, okay. Let's read this story. See how far back. Okay, let's start with 21. And Moses said, "The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month." Okay, so this must be the children of Israel. Manna load, 70 elders appointed, quails are given. Oh my gosh! This is the children of Israel. Oh my goodness, manna is load, quails are sent. This is the children of Israel. And when they come out of Egypt. Wow. Okay, here we go. Let's start at verse 16. Okay. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there." Aw, isn't that sweet, bride? Aw. "And I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee and put it on them." Oh! Woo! Remember, bride, we talked about that. That is happening this year. Remember, God is transferring from generals over to the next generation this year. Woo! And the Lord is speaking to us today. Get your temple in order so you can receive the transfer. Do not be bound up with the spirit of lust, with the spirit of gluttony, so that when the transfer comes, we can be in the line to get the transfer. Bam! Yes, Lord! Because listen to what he says right here. "And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone. And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves to tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh." And, you know, they was just eating manna. "For you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat." In other words, they got tired of eating just manna. "You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out your nostrils." Oh my goodness! The Lord is telling them, "You cried about this, you bunch of whiny baby Israelites, saying you're tired of the manna. I will give you enough meat to feed you for a month, and you can eat till it comes out your nostrils." That's what God is saying. "Because that you have despised the Lord which is among you," all is saying, "and you have wept before him, saying, why come forth out of Egypt?" And Moses said, "The people among whom I am," remember you 40-day teen. Good morning, Miss Judy. "When we repent to the Lord, we're taking the sins upon ourselves that the land has done, that our peoples have done." Right here is another example of how God wants it done. Moses said, "The people among whom I am," I accept it, Lord, this is my people, "are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? And shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together to them to suffice them?" And the Lord said unto Moses, "Is the Lord's hand waxed short?" Oh! Woo! That was God telling Moses. Am I small, Moses? Do you think I can't do something? Who are you to tell me? That is funny. God is so funny. Okay. "Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass or not, Moses." Moses, who do you think you are? God is so funny. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto them, and took off the spirit that was upon them, and gave it to the 70 elders. Bride, I'm telling you, that is what is going to happen this year. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Wow, I didn't know they did that. But there remained two of the men in the camp. Okay, right there, pause. This people, I don't know this story, but this is just what I'm catching on to right now. This people operated in signs, miracles, and wonders. God transferred it, and they did that. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the other name was Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. I wonder what this means, Brad. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of the young men, answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Come on now, don't be selfish with the anointing, all right now. And Moses got into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea. Oh, don't that make you want to cry, bride? How awesome God is. And let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, as it were 2 cubits high on the face of the earth. Wow! Can you imagine? Why do we ever have to fear, bride, that God is not going to feed us if famine hits the earth? That God is not going to feed us when the husband leaves, when the wife leaves, when everything collapses, we lose our job, whatnot. Who is the Lord? That he brought the children of Israel out there after they ate manna all that time, complained to God about it, and he's like, all right, you want meat? Honey, he sent them meat so high as like towers. He's like, if you want to eat, there you go. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day. So like 2 days, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered the least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kerbretha, because there they buried the people that lusted. And the people journeyed from there unto Hazeroth and abode at Hazeroth. What do you think that is saying? You did not appreciate what I gave you that was enough to sustain you, that you lusted for more, and I gave you heaping amounts, and then you just gluttoned yourself to death. That's what he's saying right there. All right, well, let's keep going here. Deuteronomy 21:20. Numbers, Deuteronomy. Okay, let's go over here. Deuteronomy 21:20. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Okay, let's see. Deuteronomy 21. Sometimes I have to do that to remember where the books are. Okay, Deuteronomy 21:20. What book is this? 21:20. Okay. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey your voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Oh, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for being stubborn and rebellious and not obeying your voice when you tell us to stop eating or when you tell us not to eat certain foods and we do it. Help us, Lord, for putting our lust above your anointing and above you in Jesus' name. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 21:21. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he will die, so shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Lord, we put this evil away from us today. We want to hear and we want to fear you, Lord. Proverbs 23:2. Alright, let's go. Proverbs. Let's go back. Okay, here we go. Right there. Proverbs 23:2. I have learned a lot today, Bride, about gluttony. You know, I've never researched gluttony. But because this has been a battle of mine, the Lord is showing me how I've been in error. All right, Proverbs 23:2. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Okay, we read that. 23:2. Oh, I read the wrong one. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. In other words, appetite will not rule us. We rule the appetite. Amen. Okay, let's go to Isaiah. What is it? Isaiah 22:13. Okay, it's the next book. Isaiah 22:13. My poor dog. Alright, let's see here. 22:13. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. I don't get that one. Oh, I see here. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in my ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, says the Lord God of hosts. I don't know what that means, but... Okay, Romans 13:13. Alright, here's Romans 13:13. Okay, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, nor in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envy. Yes, Lord. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Well, Lord, we repent for all rioting, drunkenness, chambering and wantonness, strife, envying, and gluttony, Lord. The lust of food. We repent for the lust of food. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 12:16. Okay. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Oh, I was reading the wrong one. It's 16, sorry. lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Yes, that is the truth. How many of us would do anything for food? The desperation of it. Selling our inheritance. Selling our rights. Amen. Okay, hold on just a moment. Hebrews 12:17. For you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. Wow. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Well, Lord, I think that's what you're speaking to us today. We do not want to lose this blessing that's about to be transferred over to us because of gluttony, because of the love of food. Because we need to have our bodies under submission to the will of the Lord. And in the great suffering, I mean, if a famine hits the earth, we cannot be moved by food. We have to trust that food is not our sustainer. The Word of God is our sustainer. God is our sustainer. As we learn by the children of Israel, the Lord will feed us. He will have ravens bring us food. He will have the sky bring it. He will have manna fall. He brought the food out of the ocean and brought it all the way to the children of Israel and set it at their feet. We never have to worry about food. God will feed us. And I just want to say this because I feel this by the Spirit. There's a lot of us that were very poor growing up and did not have food. And we had so much lack of food that when we got older and had the money to buy it, my mom was one of them. And she said in her heart, I will never have empty cabinets as an adult. And she always had full cabinets. But sometimes I think we have went overboard with that and we have just overstuffed ourselves. You know, in other words, we have just said we're not going to, like, or we get the food and we just want to eat it because we're so afraid that we won't have it again. You know, so let's pray. Lord, I pray for everyone watching this broadcast that has experienced lack, that has experienced being poor and being without food, and then when they get food, they may stuff themselves because they're afraid they may not have food in the future. Lord, I pray that you help them. We come against the spirit of fear today. We come against the spirit of gluttony. We rebuke the spirit of gluttony. We renounce it. We command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. We do not have any participation with you. We renounce the lie that we believed that allowed that spirit to come in. Whether it was comforting through that food, through a lost loved one, which was my case, or any other reason, we renounce it. We set it down, Lord. We give you our lives. We surrender our temples over to you, Lord. Your will be done, not our will. We pray, Lord, you help us not to be... I just changed that because your word says that our appetite should not be our ruler. So, Lord, help us to have strength and the self-discipline, self-control, to be able to tell ourselves not to participate in that, not to have ourselves given over to appetites or sweet dainties, like your word said today, Lord. Help us to overcome. We rebuke that spirit of sugar. I have battled that one too. I renounce that spirit of sugar. I renounce that spirit of sweets. But Lord, we just commit this Bible study to you today, Lord. And everyone that is watching this broadcast, Lord, deliver us today. We repent before your throne for having appetites rule us and for lusting after food and for loving your creation more than we love you, for not fasting and seeking your face because we choose to eat. We love to eat that much. So, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us, change us, mold us, and make us into the men and women of God that you have designed for us to be today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. I've got to get off here and go in the room with my team. We're about to go to war and repent to the Lord on behalf of this. God bless y'all and have a blessed day.